regime change in Iran, millions dead or displaced in Ukraine, thousands suffering in Palestine. The world feels like it's on the brink of war, and it may be. Many Christians believe these are signs of the end times, the coming of the Antichrist and the second coming of Christ. But what if they're signs of something else? Prophecies from the Virgin Mary, Catholic mystics, and even popes over the centuries speak not of Armageddon, but of a great chastisement. A punishment from God on a sinful world, not the end of the world, but a reset. And then, the restoration of Christendom. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are John Wagner, Patrick Rindell, Someone, and John Wagner again. You can also like and follow us on Facebook and X. The links for both of those are also in the description. Over the centuries, the Blessed Virgin Mary has appeared to warn mankind of a great punishment from God for our sins, urging repentance, or we would suffer the consequences. These warnings came through many apparitions: Our Lady of Good Success, Our Lady of La Salette, Our Lady of Fatima, and Our Lady of Akita. They all spoke of frightful wars, natural disasters, and even demonic interference. Our Lady of Good Success appeared to Maria de Jesus Torres in the 16th and 17th centuries, giving prophecies that pointed directly to our time. She warned that in the beginning of the 20th century, the world would be overcome by moral laxity, the loss of modesty, impurity, and heresy, bringing God's wrath upon humanity once again. She told Sister Mariana, "There shall be scarcely any virgin souls in the world. The delicate flower of virginity will seek refuge in the cloisters. Without virginity, fire from heaven will be needed to purify these lands. There will be a formidable and frightful war, with bloodshed from countrymen and foreigners, of secular and regular priests, and of religious. That night will be most horrible. Humanly speaking, evil will seem to triumph." There are many more prophecies, and many remain hidden. By the end of the 20th century, these messages began to become more widely known, as the Virgin Mary herself predicted, showing us that God's warning is not just history, it is a call to awareness for our own time. Mary appeared to two shepherd children in La Salette, France in 1846, saying, "Woe to the inhabitants of the world! God will exhaust his wrath upon them, and no one will be able to escape so many afflictions together. The great chastisement will come, because men will not be converted. Yet it is only their conversion that can hinder these scourges. God will bring to strike men by inflicting lighter punishments in order to open their eyes. Then he will stop, or may repeat his former warnings to give place for repentance. But sinners will not avail themselves of these opportunities. He will, in consequence, send more severe castigations, anxious to move sinners to repentance, but all in vain. Finally, the obdurance of sinners shall draw upon their heads the greatest and most terrible calamities." Our Lady came to Akita, Japan in 1973, warning, "In order that the world might know his anger, the Heavenly Father is preparing to inflict a great chastisement on all mankind. If men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge, such as one has never seen before. Fire will fall from the sky and wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priest nor faithful. The survivors will find themselves so desolate that they will envy the dead. The only arms which will remain for you will be the rosary and the sign left by my son. In 1917, the Virgin Mary appeared to three shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal. The date, 1917, is significant. It was the birth of Communist Russia and the 200th anniversary of Freemasonry, two ideologies that are intimately intertwined and opposed to Catholicism, the natural order, and Christendom. Our Lady warned, "If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted, and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, various nations will be annihilated." The third secret of Fatima, although I don't believe it was fully revealed, I do believe what we got was authentic, shows the Pope walking through a city half in ruins, filled with corpses. Our Lady of Kibeho warned of genocide in the 1980s. Our Lady of Civitavecchia warned of nuclear war in the 1990s. All hope is lost, right? Well, it doesn't look good. But here's the good news. We can at least mitigate, if not stop it, by praying the rosary. In all of her apparitions, Our Lady has said the answer to all this is for us to stop sinning, do penance, and pray the rosary. In the 1980s, Our Lady of Quapa said, pray the rosary for all the world. Tell believers and non-believers that the world is threatened by grave dangers. I ask the Lord to appease his justice, but if you don't change, you will hasten the arrival of the Third World War. Our Lady of Akita said, each day recite the prayers of the rosary. With the rosary, pray for the Pope, the bishops, and priests. Our Lady of Fatima said, pray the rosary every day in order to obtain peace for the world. Fatima also emphasized the first five Saturdays. Sister Lucia, the seer of Fatima, wrote that war or peace in the world depends on the practice of this devotion. Whether it happens the hard way through war and persecution, or the easy way through prayer and penance, the Church and Christendom will be restored. Our Lady of Good Success said, this then will mark the arrival of my hour, when I, in a marvelous way, will dethrone the proud and cursed Satan, trampling him under my feet and fettering him in the infernal abyss. Thus the Church and country will finally be free of his cruel tyranny. Our Lady of Fatima said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Because of the sins that are prevalent today, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire from the sky, just like Our Lady said would happen to us if we don't straighten up, wiping out everyone except for three people. Because of the sins that are prevalent today, the entire population of the earth was wiped out in the Great Flood, except for eight people. The warnings are clear. The signs are all around us: wars, moral collapse, and natural disasters. Politics cannot solve this. Donald Trump is just a man, and the Bible says not to put our trust in princes. But God has given us the tools to respond. Penance and the rosary are the weapons he provides. Unfortunately, it's probably too late to stop it, but we can mitigate it. But who knows? God said he would wipe out the Ninevites if they didn't repent, but they repented and God didn't wipe them out. God said if he could have found 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, he would have not destroyed it for the sake of the 10. So let's be the 10 that keeps God's wrath at bay. I personally believe the only reason all of this didn't happen in the 80s or 90s is because there were enough people who heeded Our Lady's warnings that it got delayed. So stay vigilant, pray the rosary daily, do the first five Saturdays, and remember, even in the darkest hours, God's mercy, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, the restoration of the Church, and the ear of peace are certain. Until my next video, God bless.